T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time for the out-of-office report brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. One listener texted in and said, "Hey, Mueller, you loser. Alabama running backs suck. How about Josh Jacobs? He went with the 24th pick. You're telling me you wouldn't want him in Steelers black and gold?"
I didn't know our boss was tweeting into the show. Listen,
my answer is still no. That's not good value. I would not do that. You know, the Seahawks also took Rashard Penny with the 24th pick, and I think they got their starting running back 6 rounds later with Chris Carson. So no, I would not take. I would not like. You put Josh.
I just don't understand.
Let me put it this way.
I don't understand people who think. No, hold on. I need to say this. Do people realize that the holes these guys are running through at Alabama look a hell of a lot different than the ones they would not be running through? What is. Who's beatboxing on their microphone
Craig.
Here?
Sorry.
All right. Anyway.
If the Steelers had Josh Jacobs against the Browns, they still would have lost the game by double digits.
What? How many play? I mean, the Raiders didn't even make the playoffs, man.
Yeah. All right.
Like you said, running backs don't matter without the offensive line. You got to have that protection up front. Prime example was Le'Veon. We saw what he looked like here with the prime offensive line. Then we saw how that transitioned when he went to the Jets. And now you see him when he's in back in Kansas City, what that looks like right now for him as well. So, yeah, you got to have the protection up front. I don't care which running back you have back there.
Mark Caboli from The Athletic joins us. Mark, do you snore?
My daughter tells me do, but for some reason, I never heard myself snore before, so I'll say no.
My wife records me and then plays it back for me when I do. She records me.
Didn't we have something that got lost in the fan house fire that was Colony snoring like in Dallas at the Super Bowl the first year the station existed, and it was just like somebody starting a lawnmower?
This is my wife recorded me snoring. This is what it sounded like. Hold on, Craig, give me computer sound, Chaluch.
Sounds like a grizzly
Mark,
bear.
Mark, thoughts?
Yeah, you might need to go get that checked out. You might have to wear one of those
sleep
masks.
Apps.
What do you call them? I think I just
CPAP.
Breathe heavily and stuff like that. You know, a little gasping for air type of stuff. Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, I've never heard myself snore, so I assured myself that I don't do not snore because I don't hear it.
Mark, tell us why you feel so strongly about Big Ben in 2021. You wrote, quote, "Absolutely, the Steelers should keep him as their starting quarterback." Why?
Yes. I don't think they're that far off still. You can still move forward in the succession plan of however you want to do it. If you want to take Mac Jones with the 24th pick or whatever you want to do, you move
Wait, you
forward.
Like that idea? I hate it.
No. No, because I think he's a very, very difficult evaluation. I mean, we're talking about, you know, some teams. That's Alabama's a little bit better than everybody they play. And I don't know if you're going to have a combine, pro days, individual workouts, because that's a tough guy to pick with 24.
I mean, unless shotgunning beers is one of the new combine events, I don't think Mac Jones is going to do that well in it anyway.
He seems like very Mason Rudolph. To me. I don't know.
Oh, that's an endorsement.
But that's for Ben. You keep going forward, I mean, with your plan, if it's Mason, whoever it is. And I think we've seen over the years in the NFL that if you get a key piece back here and there, if you get a running back who can come in like Jonathan Taylor did and solidify that run game or at least make it viable, if you get Devin Bush playing and all of a sudden that defense changes totally. And now what I think is not being brought up a lot is how these receivers, they were good, but Chase Claypool, rookie, I mean, he came in green. Deontay Johnson came in with very few reps with Roethlisberger. I think as we saw, those two weren't always 100% on the same page as Roethlisberger. That should be better moving forward. I think Ben's good enough still to lead them to wins, but I think they need to change their scheme a little bit. They got to look at what the Denver Broncos did in Super Bowl 50, say, okay, this is how we want to go about things with a pretty good defense, maybe some semblance of a run game. We can't have go into the season and say seven is going to win or lose games for us. That's the case. I think they could be right back in it for one more year.
So, Mark, my question to you is this then. Understandably so, we talked about running back being a position of need, but we also feel that O-line would be more pressing than a running back right now, because we feel like whatever running back you put back there, if the O-line isn't addressed, it's not really going to matter. So do you still feel what would be telling you that running back should be, you know, more of a priority than addressing that O-line?
No, you know, you're speaking my language here, Arthur, man. I'm all for the offensive line. If I'm the Steelers, I'd take one in the first, second, third, and fourth rounds. Because, you know, I agree with you.
I mean, because you were the one who had brought it up to us when we talked about Ben and how fast he was getting rid of the ball, and we thought it was because of the arm, and you had let us know that it was more so because the lack of ability for those guys to protect and hold up in protection for a longer amount of time. So, yeah, to me, it seems like you got to get aggressive and go offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, that could be the thing. And you look, you know, it depends on, of course, how the draft would play out. But if you can get somebody who you think you can plug and play, and sometimes that's hard to do at 24 if you're getting a tackle, if you're getting a guard. I mean, I guess guards would be a little bit more easier to do. If you're able to get a top tackle with that top 24 pick, and maybe, I mean, there's names thrown out there, maybe Jalen Mayfield of Michigan, some guy like that, then you, historically, if you look at the draft, where you have the big cluster of running backs going, or in the early to mid-second round, so is Najee Harris going to be around? Is Travis Etienne going to be around? One of those guys. But I think you do need to upgrade the offensive line. That goes without saying. I think you need a running back. I mean, I was a Benny Snell guy, but I'm not quite sure. I thought Connor had it, but I'm pretty sure that that's not it. They need a game-altering guy that can make things happen where you don't need that huge hole. And you saw what Jonathan Taylor, J.K. Dobbins, Cam Akers, you can go down the list this year that those guys came in as, you know, rookies and made a difference. So if you can go that route, a tackle can play right away, and one of those stud running backs, that would be the ultimate to me.
Mark, I'm having trouble with this conversation because I just disagree so profoundly with the fundamental idea that they can compete with Ben as their quarterback next year that I almost can't even get down
there.
No, I know. Well, he was a league average quarterback this year. He was a league average quarterback. The league average passer rating for the regular season was 93.6. He was at 94.1. He shot as a guy that can win you a Super Bowl, and I think that they need to rip the Band-Aid off sooner rather than later. I'm not going to want to watch them. And you – hold on. You mentioned that, hey, if you get a key guy back next year that maybe you can compete. You had all these – you know, Devin Bush comes back, et cetera. Ben was the key guy they were getting back this year, and they had all these guys healthy and ready to go, and look where it got them, 12-4 and one of the most hollow records I've ever seen.
Yeah, but we also mentioned about the running game and the defensive falters through that, too. It's just not the quarterback. I watched the quarterback play over and over and over again, including that Cleveland game, and I'm not going to be here and sitting here and saying that he was one of the wrong reason why they lost that game. I think he still has the ability to win games, put you in a position to go into the playoffs right now. And I told you before, I think there needs to be some philosophical changes. I think
would you fire Fichtner?
Help him out. Well, because if you're doing that, you're getting rid of the quarterback. You're firing the. If you want a passively aggressive.
So that's my problem. If you need philosophical changes in part on offense, he has to sign off on them, and it doesn't seem like he's all that willing. I heard him after that game on Sunday night talking the same way he did when they lost to Denver a couple of years ago. Hey, we move the ball up and down the field. Get out of here with that. They let you. You gave them a 28-point lead, and then they traded yards and time and your yards and touchdowns for time. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, like I said, though, I think they have the opportunity. Now, a lot of it is going to depend on that salary cap and who they can get and what holes they can plug. But if you're not going with seven, you might as well blow up the whole thing and let them all go. And we know the Steelers aren't going to do that. They just don't do that. It's not in their DNA to do that. I told you, I think you maybe sit him down. And see, as for the fitness scheme, I don't know if that's his scheme he wants to do or he figured that's the scheme they had to do because of the limitations they had up front with running game and so on and so forth. So if they can come to some kind of agreement of, hey, this has to change, we got to do this and we got to do this, we can't have you doing RPOs and run game alternatives all the time. We have to look at this Super Bowl 50 tape of Peyton Manning. This is what we're going to do. I mean,
Mark, you keep bringing that team up, and I get why, because they had a defense and they had a quarterback who, as D'Angelo Williams put it, couldn't play dead in a Western at that point. But here's where I take umbrage with that. What has the Steelers defense shown us that in a big game they can carry a team to the Super Bowl, like in that AFC Championship game when Denver hit Tom Brady 15 times
and won? Vaughn and DeMarcus Ware were going crazy.
Mark, I understand Bush didn't play, but their key guys don't show up for big games anymore. And that's unequivocal.
I don't know. I mean, so you put more stock in the one playoff game that they don't do or the 16 games that they do? I mean,
well, the one was more critical than the 16, though.
I understand that, but it doesn't mean that they're incapable of doing it. I don't think you can underestimate the loss of Devin Bush. That created a whole ton of issues. And I think, you know, I do believe that they have to play better and have better big game type of players. And I would say right at the defensive line is where you start at for that. But, I mean, they were limited what they could do against the Browns. That's no excuse what happened in that first quarter. You turn a couple of those touchdowns into field goals, you might win that game. And I think that's unacceptable what happened in that first quarter. Just let them run through you like that. But that's your best bet to me. To me, that's your only bet. If not, you're going Mason Rudolph, Anthony McFarland, and hope to get the first overall pick next year where the quarterbacks are probably not that very good anyways, I don't believe.
Now, Kabadi,
what other options did you have?
Yeah. I mean, you are hitting on some good points here, but what I want to know is this, though, right? We know that Ben has that $41 million cap hit as well next year. Yep. So how do how are we going to maneuver that? Because that's a large amount of money for the cap. And we're talking about
biggest
the
cap
Denver
hit in
Broncos
the NFL
scheme, right? When we talk about the Broncos, they had talent around, you know, outside of that quarterback. Right now, we're going to have at least five key guys that are going to be up for contracts this offseason that you're going to have to pay. I'm trying to figure out how those numbers are going to work out.
First, you're going to have to see what that salary cap is going to be like. They say the floor is going to be 175. Let's see if that can get a little bit higher with extra playoff games.
A little mystery money here. All right.
I don't know. Maybe it can get a little higher. Maybe they can come up with, you know, this. I mean, the NFLPA can't be quite happy with all of the potential cuts that are going to be impending here with key players just because of salary. Maybe they work something out and, you know, push it down the road a little bit and borrow from other caps. So we got to see where that number is first before you can really make a ton of decisions. Roethlisberger's $19 million or whatever he's going to be owed, regardless of it. I mean, who are you going to keep instead of it? Okay, let's say you get rid of him. What are you paying for $19 million for 1 year? You getting Avery Williamson back, which I think should come back. You know, I would really strongly urge.
Why? So he can stand on the sideline and watch that defense get abused? Why would he want to do that? That was an absolute joke. I can't wait to talk to him in 20 minutes. What an embarrassment that was.
It was. You see, I asked after the game, and Tomlin, I don't know what the heck he was He didn't answer very much after the game of why he would play Spillane in that spot. I don't even remember what the question was now, Arthur. You got me so fired up. Y'all see it ganging up on me. I mean, I thought Murph would be on my side, but he's not.
Nope. I'm always on your side. You know that. Hey, you know we got history, baby. You feel me? From the first time I saw your celebrity moment at a nice WWE event. Ever since
what?
Then, man, it's been
what? I don't know this story. What happened to the rest of
Arthur? Yeah.
What happened?
Me and Rocky, another guy, WWE event, and Triple H called us out.
No. Mark is ringside. Mark is so close. I mean, literally, he got sweat on him. That's how close he was sitting to the ring. I don't know where he got his seats from.
Triple H called him out?
Called him out, man.
He was doing this show and talking about how
radio guys, media guys.
And I look across the ring, and there's Moose on the other side snickering, laughing, and pointing to his daughter. And probably, I have it on video somewhere. I can send it to you.
All right.
You can see Moats in the background laughing at me.
Mark Caboli from The Athletic thinks the Steelers should keep Big Ben and doesn't snore. Thank you, Mark.
All right, guys. Thank you.
There you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.